Our reading for today comes from Mark, the first chapter, the first three verses.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
Well, as Maria in The Sound of Music says, let's start at the very beginning, a very good place to start. When you read, you begin with A, B, C. When you sing, you begin with Do, Re, Mi. Do, Re, Mi. The first three notes just happen to be Do, Re, Mi. I would have sung it for you, but it really wouldn't have sounded very good, so just gonna speak it. Think about, you know, Judy Garland singing that instead. Sounds way better in your head. As we begin a new year, we start at the very beginning. The beginning of the Gospel of Mark, that is. Mark begins his gospel. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It's a fascinating start to a story, really, because it's actually not really a full sentence at all. No action, no verb to get us started off on this story. Just a simple phrase. Maybe it's more like a title to the book. This simple 13-word phrase that Mark begins his gospel tells us volumes about the story that we're going to read. And starting this Sunday until Easter, we will be diving deep into the Gospel of Mark. We'll start at the very beginning and read all the way through to the end of the story at the end on Easter. Hearing the story of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Every year as we start a new year, it feels like it's kind of a new beginning, right? New year comes around, reflect on the previous year and look forward to what's coming. Longing for something new. Well, I think this year, more than ever, we are ready to put 2020 behind us. And we are ready for what this new year will bring, because 2020 was definitely not what we were expecting a year ago. Now, similarly, we have no idea what really to expect in 2021, but as we begin this new year, as a faith community, we are going to ground ourselves in the good news of Jesus Christ as told to us in the Gospel of Mark. And while we don't know what 2021 will bring us, as we look forward to this coming year, we trust an unknown future to a known God, the God who's revealed to us in Jesus. And so as we begin to dive into the Gospel of Mark, we'll begin to encounter this Jesus more and more deeply. We're actually going to spend the first 6 weeks of this year focusing on just one chapter, the first chapter of Mark. Then we'll speed up the process a little bit to get through the whole book by Easter. But as we spend this time really going deep into this first chapter, we'll come to learn more and more about who this Jesus is and how this Jesus has come to bring us the good news. And so today we start at the very beginning. We're actually going to look at just one verse today, really slowing it down here. Chapter 1, verse 1, which reads, "The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God." Each of these words helps us to understand more fully about this story that we're about to read and about who we will encounter in this story. As we begin, we hear that this story that we're about to read is good news. good news, it comes from the Greek word euangelion, you, meaning good, and angelion, same word we get angels from, right? Meaning message. So literally, it's a good message that we're going to hear, a good tiding or good news. Now, this isn't a new word that Mark is using here. It's often used to describe messages during that time. Maybe it's a military victory. It's good news. They won. Or maybe a joyous political event. Or some other great news that has deeper social or political ramifications. And so it would be a euangelion, good news. But Mark transforms this word to mean more than just glad tidings. Instead, this isn't just good news. This is the good news. The gospel. That's another way that this is sometimes translated. Euangelion, meaning gospel. It's a message of what God has done through Jesus. A message of the salvation that comes to us through Christ. Oftentimes when we think about the word gospel, we think about the gospel of Matthew or Mark or Luke or John. But Mark uses this word gospel, good news, to point to the good news. The greatest news that has ever come to us in Jesus. The source of salvation that has come for you and for me and for the whole world. This is truly not just glad tidings, but this is the good news, the gospel, the best news you've ever heard. And it's the good news of Jesus Christ. The word Christ is the Greek word for the Hebrew term Messiah. So sometimes we've heard that term as well. Jesus is the Messiah. That's Hebrew, and then the Greek is Christ. Now, either of these words literally means anointed one. And it was often used to refer to kings who were anointed. So they were the Messiah, the anointed one. But we see here that Jesus is more than just a anointed king. Jesus is the anointed king. The one that the Jews had been anticipating and waiting for to restore the throne of David, to bring in a whole new age. Jesus comes to bring the good news that the kingdom of God has come near to us in Jesus. Now, throughout the story, as we begin to read it, we'll see that what Jesus comes to bring as the kingdom of God may be a little different than what others were anticipating or looking for at that time. But we know that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one of God who has come to bring the new age. This is the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Jesus is the Son of God. God come down to us. Now, this title for Jesus, Son of God, is really only just used a few times in the Gospel of Mark. Most of the time, Jesus actually refers to himself as the Son of Man. And so when we see here at the beginning that he's referred to as the Son of God, it points us to those few times throughout the Gospel of Mark that this is used. The first time we hear that Jesus is the Son of God is at Jesus' baptism. The voice from heaven comes down. Jesus hears it and says, "You are my Son, the Beloved." A little bit later at the Transfiguration, Peter and James and John, they get to hear the voice this time, not just Jesus, but Jesus' disciple as well, that says, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I'm well pleased. Listen to him." The third time we hear this title for Jesus as Son of God, it actually comes at Jesus' trial from the high priest. The high priest is trying to declare that Jesus is blasphemous. And so he says, "Are you the Son of God?" And Jesus says, "I am." And the final time we hear this title is at the very end. The centurion, after Jesus breathed his last, confesses, "Truly, this man was the Son of God. Throughout the story, no one recognizes Jesus as the Son of God. Well, actually, not quite no one. The demons know Jesus is the Son of God, but no one else seems to know that Jesus is the Son of God. And so we begin this story knowing something that no one else in the story knows, that Jesus is the Son of God, the one who has crucified, died, and rose again so that we can come to have forgiveness, new life, and salvation. From the very beginning of the story, we know this to be true. And so we hear this story with very different ears than those who were there at the beginning that first time. Because here at the beginning, we actually know the end of the story, that Jesus is the Son of God. And it's one of those things that you can't unknow the end, and so it actually transforms the whole story. Sort of imagine it like if you're reading a whodunit mystery novel, right? And the very first line of it says, the murder was committed by so-and-so. Kind of gave away the end right there at the beginning. Now the whole rest of the story, you're going to read the story looking for, oh, well, where was so-and-so? What were they doing? Wonder what was happening to them at that time. You read the story completely different because you already know the end. Well, the same is true for us. We already know the end. And so throughout the story, we get to see the clues, the things that are pointing to the deeper story that Jesus is the Son of God. This truly is the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And yet Mark adds an interesting word before his title here. I mean, that's a good title, right? Like if you're writing a book about Jesus and you started out like the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, tells you a lot of stuff about the story that's coming. But Mark adds a little bit more before that. He says, this is the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And the word beginning changes everything again. It's not just the good news that can be heard and listened to and wrapped up and tucked away. This is just the beginning of the story, the beginning of the good news. The story of what God's accomplishing in Jesus, it's just too big to be contained in the 16 chapters that Mark's writing, or maybe even in all four of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Bigger than all the New Testament, bigger than all of Scripture. This story is the beginning of the good news, and the story continues right into our time. Mark begins the story, and it continues into our lives as well because the story is not ended. God's story is not done. God's kingdom continues to come to us. And so we are invited into the story, invited to find our part. What's our role in the ongoing story of God's continued efforts to save and love and bless the whole world? God's mercy and courage and blessing, they extend farther and deeper than we ever could have imagined because this is just the beginning. And so as we start off a new year, we start at the very beginning, a very good place to start, because truly, this is the beginning of the good news. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Thanks be to God.